sorry tree surged out of her body's wall and stood a little span outside herself. At the dim portal of the inner life, a formidable voice cried from within, "Back, creature Earth, lest tortured and torn thou die." The serpent of the threshold hissing rose and trolls and gnomes and goblins scowled and stared, and wild beast roarings thrilled the blood with fear. And menace muttered in a dangerous tongue and shaken her will pressed on the rigid bars. Her being entered into the inner world.
Thank you.
body life, she passed. Where her life dips into the subconscious dusk. All struggles for matter into chaos of mind. A swarm with demented entities and fluttering shapes, a vague half-bodied sort, and crude beginnings of incontinent force. This state now threatened. Thus she pushed from her. Gucci room, a giant head of light, ungoverned by mind or soul, subconscious vast.
Thank you.
journeying forward through the self's wide heart. She came into a brilliant ordered space. There, life dwelt, parked in an armed tranquility. A chain was on her strong insurgent heart. There one stood forth who bore authority on an important brow and held a rod. His sentences savored the oracle. Traveler or pilgrim of the inner world, owe a spirit to the perfect way of life. Here, find it. Rest from search and live at peace.
Thank you.
Savitri replied, casting into his world sights deep holies, the heart's questioning inner voice. Happy are they who in this chaos of things, this coming and going of the feet of time, can find the single truth, the eternal law. Happiest who stand on faith as on a rock. But I must pass, leaving the ended search. Truth's rounded outcome, firm, immutable, and this harmonic building of world effect. This ordered knowledge of apparent things. Here I can stay not, for I see my soul.
Thank you.
answered in that bright, contented word. But some murmured passers-by from kindred sphere, each by his credo judged the thought she spoke. Who then is this who knows not that the soul is at least a gland or a secretion's fault? But others, nay, it is her spirit she sees. But none has touched its limits or seen its face. Another with mystic and unsatisfied eyes, who loved his slain belief and mourned its death, is there one left who sees her beyond? Can still the path be found? Open the gate.
Thank you.
so she fared on across her silent sin. To her road she came thronged with an ardent crowd. Guests from the cavern of the secret soul, and Savitri mingling in that glorious crowd longed once to hasten like them to save God's word. Outstretching her hands to stay the throng, she cried, "O happy company of luminous gods, reveal who know the road that I must tread to find the birthplace of the occult fire and the deep mansion of my secret soul." Pointing to a silence dim on a remote extremity of sleep. In some far background of the inner world, O Savitri, from thy hidden soul we come. Follow the world's winding highway to its source. There, in the silence few have ever reached, thou shalt see the fire burning on the bare stone and the deep cavern of thy secret soul. Thank you. Then Savitri, following the great winding road, came where it dwindled into a narrow pass, trod only by rare-wanded pilgrim feet. A few bright forms emerged from unknown depth and looked at her with calm immortal eyes. There was no sound to break the brooding hush. One felt the silent nearness of the soul.
Yeah.